Well, welcome everybody to, I think, the first ever Palouse Habitat for Humanity podcast.
I think it is our first podcast.
I think it is our very first, and this is pretty exciting. My name is Evan Ellis, and I am a board member for Palouse Habitat for Humanity, which is a blessing for me.
Yes.
And we are joined by our executive director, of course. Most people know Jennifer Wallace. Jennifer, thank you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having this idea and for setting it up.
Yeah.
I'm excited to have this way to help answer questions and share some information about our program because there's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on with Palouse Habitat for Humanity, building homes with partner families and making those homes affordable, which we've been ramping up in recent years and had some great celebrations. We were just over dedicating a new home in Moscow.
We were, the Jake Austin family home.
Jake
and his two boys.
Yeah.
Yes, we had Palouse Patchers showed up with the quilts. We had the First United Methodist Church showed up with and stocked the cupboards. We had some private donors give gift cards. So I think Jake felt, I mean, obviously he felt blessed with the home. There, nothing beats handing over those house keys. That's a special moment. But just the continued celebration and support that the community is showing Jake.
Yeah.
It just continues to turn out. So.
And we've got a home under construction in Pullman.
We do.
Yep.
And you need to be watching. We'll be having one of those home dedications here probably early May. So we're a little over a month out. I know our volunteer teams are over in the Pullman house. That's the Namau family.
Okay.
Jacob and Shayla Namau, and they have two little girls. He works at SEL. And they are working on the finishing touches. They're painting walls. They're, you know, it's amazing. You get to the end of a home build and you think it's done, but there's the trim and there's so they're in that home stretch of the last few things to get done. But we hope to be handing over their house keys about the first week of May. So stay tuned.
So we've been doing in recent times a couple of homes at one time.
As we all can remember, we were building one home a year.
Yeah,
and that was a pretty nice undertaking for us, right? We had a system that was working. We would raise money at Beans and Jeans, right? Tremendous community support every year, blown away. And then we would build as much as we could with the funds we raised at Beans and Jeans. Then we would raise a little more at the end of the year, send out some letters, put out our newsletter, participate in some online fundraisers, and then we'd raise enough to finish the home. And we had volunteers that turned out like crazy. And it's a way to do our mission that works for one home a year. But if we're gonna go to more homes a year, we need to have some other tools in our toolbox, to use a habitat analogy that I like to use. And so one of the tools that we've started telling the story, right? And I think last year at Beans and Jeans, everybody remembers the amazing turnout.
Wow.
People opened their checkbooks. We raised over $200,000. To help finish the two homes that were already under construction and start another one,
right?
And so that other one is the one we were just talking about, the Namau home. We're about to finish that home.
Yeah.
And following right along behind the Namau home, we've got another home in Palouse. That was the other one. So we had Jake's home, we had a home in Palouse, and we had this home in Pullman. And so those three are we're about to hand over those house keys early this year. But Beans and Jeans by itself and volunteer support by itself are not enough to sustain three homes a year. And we kind of knew that going in. And so the crew, our board, we've been looking into other programs, other support we can bring in. And one of them was this down payment assistance. It's an award you can apply for if you're building affordable homes. Doesn't have to be Habitat, but for us it works. So it's a program that the Washington State Department of Commerce has. It's through their housing trust fund, and they've got a couple of sources of support there, but we applied for what's called down payment assistance, and we got it. And it was a very competitive grant. I am so crazy proud. It took a team to write that application, right?
Wow.
And so we actually asked for more. We asked for over $1 million to support 8 homes over the next 3 years all around Whitman County. No surprise we didn't get everything we asked for. We were shooting for the moon a little bit. I'll admit, we were doing that. But we were granted $900,000. Mm-hmm. There's that money is to be used for at least six homeowners to help make their homes affordable in rural Whitman County over the next 3 years. So that's our commitment. Mm-hmm. We actually were awarded the money not as a home builder, but as an organization that's got experience in providing affordable housing. Mm-hmm. So we're being entrusted with these funds. So as each, of course, we're going to apply them to Habitat homeowners, right? That's mm-hmm. the goal. But we will, as each homeowner comes online and gets ready to buy their home, we will send a notice into the Department of Housing Trust Fund, Department of Commerce, and we'll say, hey, we've got this homeowner lined up. This is their income range. And they'll come back to us and say, great, here's what they qualify for. If they're on the lower end of our income range, they'll be eligible for a little more money because they won't be able to afford as much, mm-hmm. right, in a mortgage. So this will help make up the difference between what the homeowner can afford in a mortgage mm-hmm. and what the total cost, the appraised value of the home is. Because in the past, it's always just been Habitat making up that difference, mm-hmm. right? The homeowner can afford a certain amount for their mortgage, and then Habitat just comes online, and we just have what we call the silent second. Mm-hmm. It sits out there, it's at zero interest, and it never comes due until the homeowner sells the home. So could be 5 years, could be 30 years down the road. Maybe they live in it for their whole life and they hand it to their kids. And whatever it transfers title, that's when that amount, and it's zero, so it's not a balloon payment, it's just 0% interest, but that amount comes back to Habitat because we have to be viable as an organization. We've got to have enough of a stream of money coming in that we can afford to continue to build homes when it's costing $400,000 to right. build. You and I were looking at these numbers the mm-hmm. other day, Evan.
We were.
We've got a home that we're about to get started on for a mm-hmm. veteran in Palouse. A very generous donor has donated the land, and we'll be announcing that at Beans and Jeans, but it's in part possible because of donations like that. Mm-hmm. But it's also possible for us to build that home because we've got money like this DPA yeah. assistance. That homeowner, we looking at other homes for sale in that neighborhood, will probably sell for a little over $300,000, right? Because it's a smaller home. It's a two-bedroom, accessible bedroom accessible home for a veteran. But a home like that, it will probably cost a private builder over $400,000. Yeah. So there's just not going to be any interest, and you can't blame them, right? If the mm-hmm. money's not there, mm-hmm. if the private sector doesn't have access to these kind of funds like we do, somebody's got to step yeah. into the gap and build these right. homes.
So what's going on is
yes,
the cost of building is going up all the time. We see that
scary
when we go to the grocery store, when we go to the gas pump, yeah. whatever it is we're doing in our day-to-day basis. We're not home contractors, but everything's going up like we're seeing all over the place.
It's true.
And so when you talk about how does Palouse Habitat pull this off, so much of it, obviously, the whole key to this has been the money raised through something like Beans and Jeans to have that silent second mortgage to allow our partner families the chance to have this home ownership
right.
in affordable housing, which is so huge. But what we have going on here, Jennifer, is obvious that you've got the cost of building the home going up very quickly. And who knows how fast it's going to be going up a year from now or what we're going to be dealing with. It's going to be going up fast.
Yeah.
And yeah. now you have our blessed, wonderful partners in the community that help us fund these homes.
Generous.
And if we are, and I think appropriately so, because I'm on the board and we've had these conversations, appropriately, correctly looking at building more homes every year, if we can get to three, is our goal right now.
Yes.
And if we can do that, we need to do that. So the key here for where this money comes from now from the state of Washington, from the Department of Commerce, is it's another piece
yes.
in the puzzle to not only keep what we're doing in a functional way in terms of our support from the local community, but to grow. This is a huge part of that, to allow that to happen. And as you mentioned earlier, and I think this is important, we didn't get a $900,000 check that went into our account.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, that's not how this works. So this money is still in Olympia.
Yes.
We have at least 6 home bill partner family projects that this money has been made available for.
Yes.
Right? So, and each partner family, each home build is going to be different.
Yes.
Based on their finances. I mean, obviously based on even where the home is and how big the home is, because the costs are going to be.
All of that.
We don't have a design for every home. They're not all the same. We build these for our partner families specifically to help them out.
Excellent point. Yeah. Yes.
So it's not like we have fixed numbers on anything. Let's be honest. We don't. But here's the thing. Yeah. We now have a fixed number on funds that are available from Olympia.
Yes.
That number is fixed in an overall sense when we talk about the $900,000. And then there's a formula that would decide in terms of which partners we have on the home, how much then is made available to help that out. This is so critical that we have this from the state of Washington, that we're blessed to have this.
Huge.
But what needs to be understood is that this money all of a sudden doesn't mean that now we could build, it's $900,000. That's 3 homes right now. Everything is free. We're done. Moving on. Talk to us in 3
Everybody's
years.
Everybody's off the hook. No.
That's not the case, because this is a slice of the pie. Yeah. With the overall pie getting more expensive, this slice of pie of money coming in helps us better afford this more expensive pie that gets more expensive all the time.
Yes.
That's not going to make up for the need we have to build these homes with our local partners in donations.
It's one part.
Right.
It's one part, right? And I think it's important to know that as the pie, the cost of building a home gets bigger and bigger and bigger, we need more slices in that pie. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it just isn't going to work. We won't be able to afford to build homes. And we want to be able to build homes. And we know that one home a year is not enough to meet our community's housing needs.
Right.
I know I was sitting in a meeting, the Pullman Housing Exploratory Committee, working group, I think, actually. Mm-hmm. It's a working group that the city has got, listening to some folks share that, it's our new councilman, Brian
McDonald.
Thank you. Yeah. He's joined that group.
Good.
So appreciate having business community members in that group. Mm-hmm. And what he was able to share is that local businesses are identifying affordable housing as a real challenge to them. Mm-hmm. Schweitzer Engineering, mm-hmm. it's one of their top 3 concerns. Mm-hmm. Adium Meter,
correct,
has identified affordable housing. Because who are our businesses going to employ if they can't attract people?
Correct.
Because those people can't find somewhere to live.
Right.
And, you know, what if, are their employees just going to keep going out and out and out, farther and farther and farther from Pullman, Moscow area? We're trying to be part of the solution.
Right.
We don't pretend to be all of the solution. We know there's a need, and we're trying to do more to fill it. So, yes, it's if we can continue to raise money at Beans and Jeans, and if we can continue to identify funds like this Housing Trust Fund award, other grants, you know, it's we just hired a development director, and we're going to be reaching out to the community. We're really pleased to be announcing another donation of land, and would like to see more of that.
Yeah.
We're not all off the hook. We're all just as much in this game as ever, because the problem, if we're going to build more homes, we're all going to have to continue to pull together.
And if it was completely and only based on the giving we could do in these two communities, which is fantastic and amazing, and
so
I would
generous.
Argue, you couldn't put us in another part of the country. Pound for pound, we could compete with anybody in the country
no
on
contest.
Giving,
yes.
In my opinion. But we have pressures that are out of our control, which is the cost of building these things and the demand for affordable housing in our communities. So we can't do this alone as the community. So the fact that we have this support from the Washington Department of Commerce allows us to not only keep what we've been doing to try to answer the demand for affordable housing that's growing, but we can use this to springboard and expand what we're doing and hopefully get to 3 homes a year. I look at this money from the state of Washington, tell me if I'm wrong, as almost like seed money, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to describe it.
Where it grows from here. You use this and you build off of it.
Yes.
Okay, and you take some, you take that, almost like a challenge donation. And I know that's not necessarily right, but that's kind of the way I look at it from the inside, you know, and having the knowledge of what's going on as best I can, is that this is an opportunity to answer the need that's already there, that all combined we haven't been able to keep up with, obviously, with affordable housing. We're doing the best we can, but the question hasn't been answered yet. No. So we know the need is growing, so we got to keep up with that. And this money is helping us try to make that effort happen.
It is one of the ways so much of the money coming out of Olympia gets directed to affordable rentals. And that has a place. But this is one of the few places where Olympia is actually directing money at affordable home ownership. Mm-hmm. And that is a really critical thing to understand, because affordable rentals have their place. And I'll say that all day. Absolutely. People need an affordable place to live. But if you can have an affordable home, you and I know the benefit that that offers to that family. You're moving them out of that constant sit and spin of being just forever in that rental and never building any personal wealth, you know, not having that personal security. So for me, this is one of the things that Olympia is getting right. I think it's nice to see some of those funds coming to southeastern Idaho. This is the first time these funds have come here, and we got this year, Elsie Valley Habitat got some for Asotin County, and the Hills and Rivers Housing Trust got some for some buildings in Pullman. So we need the homes, and this is one way that's going to help us build more than just one a year.
And so now that we've clearly explained all of this, just brilliantly, by the way, Jennifer,
I don't hear any questions.
thanks to your leadership on this, this brings us to the big donation time of our season, obviously, with Beans and Jeans coming up.
It's true.
And the point that I'm trying to make sure that we deliver, and I feel like we have, is, yes, we have this support from the state of Washington, which helps us keep what we're doing, but we still need those donations and philanthropy from Beans and Jeans, and then obviously throughout the entire year to keep this going and make it even bigger. So when we get to Beans and Jeans, our target fundraising number, do you want to throw that out, what we're thinking?
Well, we've crunched our numbers, and including these funds, with a goal of three homes a year, we need $70,000 a home to help make this doable for us.
Okay.
That adds up to $210,000, Evan.
Yeah,
I won't lie, it's an ambitious goal.
It is.
But we're just going to try to be transparent and say it's what we need.
Yeah.
If we can get there, I'm going to be so thankful, as always. And I've seen us do it before.
Yeah.
So I know we can.
Right.
You know, we're not asking for a huge increase this year, but if we can just hold steady with about what we raised last year, that'll give us $70,000 to build Jeffrey Gardner's home in Palouse, our disabled veteran. We've got another family that's in the pipeline that we're looking at Uniontown for, and then we have a few other families that we're looking at as soon as they're ready for another Uniontown home. So one home in Palouse, two in Uniontown. $70,000 each, that's $210,000.
Yeah, opportunity.
It's not a small goal.
I know. But we're talking about generational change for families going forward.
Absolutely.
That's what we're talking about here, which is so important.
Well, how many kids get to go to college because their parents have, you know, got some means?
Mm-hmm.
How many, and not that everybody has to go to college, but it helps. Or, you know, how many families get ahead because there was home ownership in their history, right?
And just the stability of, oh, I have this home. I own this home. I don't have to worry about where I'm going to be moving when a lease comes up
in
October.
Exactly. And you and I know this personally. Amy Martinez, who serves on the board with you. Amy was a Habitat homeowner in Moscow, Idaho. She moved 8 times in 10 years trying to stay ahead of rent increases. Yeah. How much time, effort, and stress goes into moving, right? Trying to find a new place. Is it affordable? Packing everything up. The expense of moving. It's a huge drain on a family. And now I've watched Amy change jobs since then, and her boys, they've got stability, right? They've got stability, and she's got her corner in the world where she's building a future that's going to continue to benefit her family.
So April the
18th.
I knew that.
You knew that. 5 p.m.
5 p.m.
at the SEL Event Center.
And the tickets are sold out, which is great to say. So for
it happened again.
For the people that we're talking to on this podcast, I'm going to hope they're going to be there, of course.
I hope so, too.
And maybe their friends and their neighbors and their family members will also be there. You know, if you're hearing this, spread the message, spread the word that the need for local donations and giving to Palouse Habitat for Humanity to build on this investment from the state of Washington is critical to maintain what we're doing and grow it to try to meet this demand. So I myself cannot wait for Beans and Jeans. It's going to be a blessing to be there. We've been going there for years. Even before you wanted my wife on your board, and then I was told I had to go along with her to join the board.
She is terrific.
She is terrific. My wife is fantastic.
Yes.
And I'm glad you asked her to come. And then she said, well, you want to come? I said, okay, that's fine. And because we've been going for years. And so everybody that's been there, lots of returning folks. But for new folks, it's going to be great. And again, it's all about generosity and grace and giving at Beans and Jeans so we can make this happen.
Yes. And even if those tickets are sold out when you call the office, there you can get on a wait list.
Okay.
But there's also the online auction.
Yes, right.
Don't forget that.
That's right.
Because even if you can't be in the room with us, there is the online auction and it runs the week before. And really generous community members have been donating some really fun items. Yeah. And so that'll all be going live early April. You can kind of do a sneak peek. You know, do some bookmarks, figure out what you want to bid on.
Okay.
But I know I've got some items I'm keeping an eye on. Okay. So we had over 500 people engage online last year.
Wow.
And then 300 in the room. So
yeah, that's great.
So it's another way to support even if you can't be in the room.
Yeah, and that's great to know. And so we're looking forward to Beans and Jeans. We know our target number.
Yes.
Going to say a prayer that we can get where the Lord has found us to want to get to it. And so
I got to admit, I feel like we've got a guardian angel sitting on this organization. Every day I go in and it's their support, amazing people turning out. I mean, we've got, Maya Jovanovich is our construction manager. We're about to make an offer on another construction team member who will be overseeing our volunteers. That was a gap we needed to fill. And I've got a good feeling he's just the right person. You know, we just hired a new development person, Deanna Bren, and it's really nice to have someone that knows how to do this working alongside me. So that's good.
Yeah.
We've got a great team, fantastic board, very supportive board, giving advice and guidance and just really helping us grow, right?
Well, we're very blessed, and we want to keep those blessings going.
For sure.
Yeah, very good. How do you think the first podcast went?
I had a great time.
Okay, good.
I don't want this to be the last.
So we should do it again?
We should do this again.
All right. Well, then, if anybody has any suggestions for another Palouse Habitat for Humanity podcast topic, reach out to us and we can do it again sometime.
I'd come over here anytime. I hope the slush will be a little less, a little less slushy next time. But I don't mind the drive. Evan, thank you so much.
No problem.
This was very kind of you to do. Appreciate it.
There you go. So there it is. The inaugural Palouse Habitat for Humanity podcast. God bless everybody.